Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church as we gather together today to magnify the Lord. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, did Jesus really claim to be the Son of God? At the 5:00 service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be bringing a message from the scriptures titled, The Deity of Christ. And the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. The men's Bible study will meet at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th. So if you have any questions concerning this study, please see Pastor Tomlinson. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled next Sunday and this coming week. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verse 8. Oh, bless our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Now, our brother Anthony Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 532, God of Our Fathers.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's good to have you back and blessing us this morning with your presence. Let us open this morning with hymn number 532, God of Our Fathers. Let's bless the Lord together, all you people. Amen. Turn with me to hymn number 529, My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride,
and would you stand with me as we sing our final hymn this morning, hymn number 485, Revive Us Again.
Revive thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. Let's be reminded that today we celebrate with great joy the independence of our country. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Creator of heavens and earth, you have made all the people of the earth for your pleasure. As a people who in faith have pledged allegiance to our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray today for the nation in which we dwell. We pray you would grant us to be governed by good and wise leaders. We pray you will give the people of our nation a hunger for righteousness and justice. May we be a people of humility, generosity, and compassion. We pray that we who are the followers of Jesus Christ will be a peaceful people seeking to live in peace with one another. We pray that hate and bitterness will give way to love and harmony. We pray that the Church of Jesus Christ in our land will be found faithful to you. We pray that we would be a faithful witness to the kingdom of God, that the church in our nation will be a city set upon a hill, that the church in our nation will faithfully model the way of following Christ and proclaim his name forever and ever. We ask these in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Psalms. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 659. We will be reading Psalm 44, verses 1 through 26. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Psalm 44, the entire Psalm. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, and now how that didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm in the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my King, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever, Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my faith, my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of jackals, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore thou hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaves unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures and the gift of faith we've received through the merciful work of the Holy Spirit, so that we might believe in the truth of your word that results in faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Forever, Father, we will praise you. You raise nations up and you bring them down. We consider the founders of this nation who declared a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, and the hymn we sang speaking of you being the author of liberty. But having wandered far from what the founding fathers intended for the nation, in many cases we have even allowed the stripping of your name and your moral law out of public life and called it the law of the land. Grant us repentance that we should turn from our wicked ways. Revive us again. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to preach the written word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, that we may be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.